Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
If you've ever had a bad breakup, you know how painful it can be, and then you don't even want to think about it or talk about it. But sometimes, and recent research is showing that if you face your pain and you look back at the things that went wrong, you might be able to start a new relationship in the future and maybe possibly not make some of the same mistakes. My guests today are Diane and Mario Cloutier. They're relationship coaches whose real-life relationship sorrows and search for soulmates led them to their happily ever after relationship. Welcome to the show, guys. So, Diane, I want to start with you, because women, we suffer differently than men. Our breakups are different. Our hearts break just a little bit differently than men. We wear it on our sleeves. Men sometimes shut down, don't talk about it. So tell us a little bit about women and how we suffer breakups just a little differently and what you want us to do about it.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having us. Yes, we do, I guess. I think we suffer different ways. One of the reasons we know is that we sometimes have a tendency of settling or compromising for a relationship. We don't value ourselves enough, and then we settle just to please the other one. And it's okay to please, it's okay to seduce, but not at the extent to lose ourselves.
Well, that's hard to do. I mean, sometimes we lose it. I went through a breakup once, it was a long time ago, where I felt like I completely lost myself. All I wanted to do was talk to the guy and get him to talk to me and get him to, I mean, getting dumped in a breakup maybe are two different things. So, Mario, what are you men thinking anyway?
Well, I think men, this may surprise your listeners out there, but the men we work with sometimes feel the same way. You know, they feel like they've been rejected, and they suffered from that. And what we identify is that you need to identify what is stopping you from moving ahead. And one way of doing that is get to know yourself better. That's what we preach. You know, you need to do some self-reflective analysis to get to a place of truly understanding who you are and what you're worthy of attracting in your life. And that basically correlates the study from the University of Arizona that was published recently, is that if you take time to do that self-reflective analysis on yourself, you'll get on the recovery path a lot faster than if you don't.
Well, sure. I think that it seems to me women, we're much more likely to talk, and we want to talk. So, Diane, when the relationship is breaking up, and women, we just want to talk it out with our girlfriends, talk it out with anybody who will listen to us. And men don't seem to want to talk as much. They're done when they're done, unless they're the ones who really got their heart broken. So give us your best advice for getting past that. Is the talking what we need to be doing?
Well, that is a good therapy. I think it's always good to get your inner circle, the ones that are close to you, the one that you share everything. I think that is part of the therapy. But at one point, you still have to go back and do that self-reflective, because sometimes it is painful to go through that, but it is a must in the recovery process. If you don't do that, then you just want to bury that pain and want to keep jumping from one relationship to another, but it's going to set you up for further failures. So it is critically important to go back and start doing that self-reflective, and that's what we teach. We learn how to do some of the step-by-step methodology to help you cross over those roadblocks in order for you to find that blissful relationship.
So help us with some of those things. Mario, let's just start with you. These are short segments, but give us some of your best advice. Walk us through a breakup and the ways to get past it so that you don't make those same mistakes.
Well, what we say is, and what we preach is that, you know, there's no such thing as instant gratification. If you're seeking a long-lasting, blissful relationship, you need to go through a process, and you need to do the drill. And one of the drill that we teach is called the GBVP system, which stands for, you know, identifying your gratitudes, what you're grateful for. B stands for what are your beliefs. V stands for what are your values. And P stands for what are your priorities. So when you start by doing that, what we say to people is that if you take the time to do that, this will lead you to a place of self-worth, a place of knowing yourself. And let's face it, you cannot move ahead in your life and be worthy of love if you don't start by loving yourself first. That's the key for us.
That's good advice. We do have to love ourselves. Now, Diane, women, we negative self-talk all the time. I mean, that's what we do. We wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror and say, oh my God, where those bags from my under my eyes come from? Oh my God, I'm so fat. Maybe that's why he doesn't love me. Maybe that's why we broke up. Maybe, I mean, we do that all the time. So how do we get past that and move on?
Exactly. And those are one of the roadblocks that we call the negative I am. Those are the unproductive inner thoughts. We all have those. I'm too old to find someone. I'm unlucky at love. I'm too busy in my career. And part of that, the benefit of going through the relationship process, is really to stop that flow of unproductive inner thoughts. And that's how we teach. We go to those beliefs, those disempowering beliefs, and we want to shift them. And it takes a mindset shift. And to get to that place of positive and stop that cycle of those unproductive thoughts. We all have them. It's just to be conscious about it. And when they come up, to try and switch them over to a productive thought.
So we do. We have to switch them up to productive thoughts and make it better. And we have to really tell ourselves, well, if that relationship didn't work out, it's not my fault, or it's not all my fault, and the next one will be. So you guys, this happened to you. You both had, what, bad breakups, and then you met each other. Just, Mario, give us a quick rundown. We only have about a minute and a half left.
Well, what we're trying to say to people is that you can find love again. The sad reality is that, you know, for many of us, we didn't find our high school sweetheart and lived happily ever after. It's just the reality of today. And it seems as we move ahead in life, once we've had a divorce or two or serious heartbreaks, it gets tougher and tougher to find that ideal life person. So what we're saying is that it is possible. There is a process for that. And the methodology that we share is one that we've applied in our own lives, and it works. So we're encouraging people to go and check it out.
Absolutely. And Diane, tell us about the book.
Well, yes, the book is in two parts. The first segment is really about self-reflective exercises to get to a place where you get to know who you are and increase that self-worth. And in order to move on to that second part of the book, where you start qualifying, you start attracting that candidate for a blissful relationship. So it's really step-by-step methodology that really teaches us how to go about that and to find that relationship that we're all seeking for.
And the book is called Relovenship. Look within to love again. And yes, we can all do that. We certainly can. And if you've ever been through that bad breakup, you know how heartbreaking it can be. But, you know, our hearts are resilient and they seem to come back. They really, really do. So you have to love yourself, as Diane and Mario told us. And you have to look within yourself and look to the future. Talk about it if you need to. The pain does lessen over time. It really does. And there is somebody better out there for you. I know there is, if you've suffered a bad breakup, because I know that feeling. And I found my husband of 24 years. So go figure. But if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.